Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on the Score.
In terms of training camp, I thought Coach did a great job setting up training camp in terms of increasing the competition, the physicality. Felt like you could start seeing our identity take shape, even though we know that will really solidify itself as we get into the regular season. I thought it was very competitive on the roster. It made the cutdown process difficult. I give a lot of credit to the players that worked extremely hard, but also our coaching staff. The staff did a wonderful job developing some players, putting them really ahead of the developmental curve, and in place to compete for starting positions, backup roles, and making the 53, which is always a good thing.
Ryan Poles talking about where things stand with his roster, and the roster continues to churn. This is why I try to tell people that the roster is not finalized until we get to week two, because they don't want to pay veterans, and usually you don't have to guarantee contracts for veterans after week one is done. There are still all sorts of injuries that are going on. So we thought that we would talk to Kevin Fishbane about it. By the way, that's Russ Dorsey, the guy with the guns. That is Russ Dorsey. He is sitting in for Spiegs, and we are hanging out, having a good time. Now, Kevin Fishbane joins us on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. Fish, it's good to see you, man, because, you know, when I made the move over here, you didn't move with me. So I don't get a chance to talk to you unless we're talking about your awesome new podcast that you're doing, or DePaul basketball. So it's good to be able to talk Bears football with you.
It's great to talk to you as well, Lawrence. And I want you to know you are currently the league leader in mentions, I think, on the podcast.
Really?
Yeah. We talked. Adam Amin and I talked about you on the Adam Amin episode, talked about you with Hogan Johns. I had to go through. I feel like there's another one in there. So, you know, it's we're working our way to the Lawrence Holmes episode, but you're getting some name drops.
Okay. I appreciate that. That is a very cool thing to have happen. Let's talk about the roster and how it's constructed. Yesterday, they give you their first 53. Today, they've already had to make some moves in that regard. What did you think of, one, how their roster is constituted, and two, how they talked about it a little bit yesterday?
Yeah, well, you know, when I was listening to that clip, I couldn't help but remember last year when it was, what was it, like the most competitive offensive line room ever. You know, guys that were cut talked about that, and it didn't turn out to be that way. And now you look at this year's offensive line room and you're like, oh, this is what it's supposed to look like, where you look at the backups and, like, yeah, you could sit here and maybe say it's not great that a third round pick in Kronan Magaji was maybe on the bubble, but it's a great thing that a guy like Theo Benedet moved up. But like, this is what it should look like, where you look at that second line on the offensive line and like, you feel okay, not great. Obviously, that's why they're backups. You feel okay about those guys stepping in, which is one of the things that Ryan Poles really emphasized. It was such an important thing for him this year to be able to have depth at really the most important position group on the field. So I think that stood out to me, Lawrence. You know, the injury thing, this happens every year, but you know, these little 2-3 whatever week injuries to these guys had, you know, forced them to have to be a little flexible, and it's going to keep going. As you said, like, this is the initial 53-man roster, so you look at it and you feel good about I think the depth of the offensive line. I think you feel good about the receiver room. On the defense, I think the defensive line, the interior defensive line, I should say, you feel really good about that. Like, yeah, Zach Pickens would be great if he had developed, but he didn't, and you have some good players there. You found Chris Williams. So it's a better roster, certainly, in the last couple of years. But, you know, it still all hinges on the quarterback, and it all hinges on some moves that we will probably hear about in the next 24, 48 hours.
Kevin, it's really important that they were able to raise the floor of that offensive line, like you talked about. On a scale of, we'll go 0 to 10, how big of a deal is it in your mind that they don't seem to sound confident about where their left tackle situation is?
Yeah, it's a great question, Russ. I'll go like 6. You know, I think if this was last year, it's maybe an 8 or 9. Okay. But when you can go from right to left, you know, Darnell Wright, Jonah Jackson, Drew Dahlman, Joe Tooney, it's like, oh, like, that's a pretty good group. Like, the left tackle, and all due respect to, you know, I'm still guessing it's going to be Braxton Jones, the left tackle is going to be the least talented of those 5. And that's not always the case. And look, you'd want to be able to have that guy certain and know it, and you'd want that guy to be an anchor and all those things. But you have such better players up there that you usually don't have. So I wonder if that can kind of alleviate things a little bit for, again, whoever that left tackle is, which is like, brings my concern down a little bit. If this was an offensive line where you didn't have the certainty that you do about the other spots, then yeah, I would, my concern level would be maybe through the roof about not knowing. And I will say, if it is Braxton Jones, just because they didn't say it yet, he still ultimately is going to probably end up with the most first team reps and will finish camp with 2 straight weeks of first team reps for the most part. So, look, if Braxton can be fully healthy, can be the guy that he was when he's fully healthy on this offensive line, I think you're okay. I think you can get by and be just fine.
You've covered so many Bears camps. Is this season 13?
Yes, 13.
Okay, season 13 for you covering the Bears and covering training camps. I'd love to know, where does the Jalen Johnson story rank for you as interesting compared to other training camp stories?
Oh, Lawrence, that's an interesting question. I try not to be a conspiracy guy, and maybe it's my naivete. And you would think, as you've alluded to, covering this team as long as I have and covering the training camp injuries that were minor and then became major, that my, like, you know, alarm would be more sensitive to this. But I think it's interesting because it's Jalen Johnson. It's interesting because they won't just like say it is his fill in the blank quad hammy. You know, it'll ultimately be what, like a 8-week injury. That, I mean, if somebody in the middle of the season, an 8-week injury, that is massive. So like, that aside, I think that is interesting. But like, in the grand, I keep coming back to this with Jalen. If Jalen Johnson's out there in week 1, and he won't be Jalen, right? Like, he's obviously gonna need some time to get conditioning and all those things, and it might be a bit of a rocky start. But if Jalen Johnson is out there on Monday night, like, it's okay. Like, whatever it took to get him there, he's there. You know, and no, he won't be the guy that you're probably hoping right away. That's going to be natural. But so yeah, I mean, it's definitely probably, look, it's been probably the most interesting story of this camp off the field for sure. It doesn't rise to the level of, I don't know, what Martellus Bennett body slamming Kyle Fuller. I've seen some good ones here. You know, it doesn't rise to the level of the Kevin White injury. But yeah, I get it. And again, I probably should be a little bit more skeptical of these things when they happen. But I'm still kind of in this wait and see mode, Lawrence. I'm like, okay, if he's out there on Monday night, September 8th, then they reached their goal and they got him out there.
I'm glad that Lawrence brought that up, Kevin, because that was going to be my question to you, because yesterday's press conference from both Ben Johnson and Ryan Poles, it just felt weird. And Ben Johnson, since he got to Chicago, has been the guy when it comes to who's in, who's out, who's practicing, who's not practicing, and why. And then when it comes to Jalen Johnson, hey, man, ask Ryan about that. I have no interest in talking about that today. It was a little terse in some of his answers. And then even the when you mentioned that Ryan didn't really, they just say soft tissue injury. Like, they're not identifying
like it. It's hockey.
Yeah, like, it just seems like there's some avoidance here. And for people like you that are up there and write about this team every day, you've created this narrative that isn't out there if you just address it head on.
Look, I am always of the belief that a football team should not want rampant speculation about its players. I get these guys are uber competitive and uber paranoid. Kyle Long and Tariq Cohn are two guys that come to mind. Tariq Cohn especially. The Bears were not up front when we asked, lots of questions were asked about Tariq Cohn. And I want to be careful because I don't remember the details fully, but I believe it was either he had an extra surgery or something. There was something that compounded what he originally had. And the Bears would not admit that. And he got such vitriol on social media. I remember Kyle Long dealing with this when, again, the Bears were not necessarily as an organization up front about that stuff. And he had, and then at the end of the year, he finally told us all the stuff he went through. And it's just like, you want your, the team is going to probably say, and I should make this point, I'm not saying this is what's happening right now. I'm just kind of speaking a little bit more in generalities, but like it is the same organization. The Bears then would just say, well, that's not our problem. It's social media. We're not here to worry about it. Your players are getting unfairly ridiculed on an app that they are constantly on, and you have an easy way to fix this. Yeah. And it really bothered me in those instances. Now, again, I don't want to necessarily go out and say that's the case now. I'm just speaking in terms of my philosophy on this, that like, if it's not going to impact you in the season, like, just say it. Just, you know, and, you know, maybe there's some kind of agreement with Jalen Johnson. I don't know. And it may just be as simple as it is a soft tissue injury. And they're like, we don't have to tell you the body parts, so we're not going to tell you the body. Well, they did say leg at the beginning camp. So I don't know. So, again, my general rule is a team should do what it takes to avoid fans speculating about why their players aren't playing, because it's unfair to them. And so you always want more info. And my hope is that that's not the case here, that they are just kind of playing by the book. And they're like, I don't have to tell you anymore, and I'm just not going to.
We are so aligned on this. I feel that this could also be a conversation about Kyle Tucker. Like, I don't feel like the Cubs really did him a lot of favors with the way that it was handled. And we can talk to Craig about what were the choices that were available to them at 4 o'clock. But I really think that sometimes maybe even organizations don't know the type of feedback that players are getting and receiving. And it takes a lot to train yourself to not worry about it. I talked with an executive in another sport about this last year. And this executive, high ranking, said that one of the issues that they have to deal with as a front office is explaining to players how to navigate the social media space. And this person said, look, after games, we know that the first thing that guys are doing is checking their names on Twitter or on Instagram. And so I do think that there's a danger of letting someone kind of dangle out there in the public square without being, and I get it, football is maybe different than some other sports, is different than baseball, because you don't want a guy to get targeted with an injury, and we know that guys do that, but there has to be a middle ground here that could benefit both player and organization, where they could be more upfront about some of this stuff.
Yeah, I'm with you, Lawrence. I mean, it always behooves us, certainly, if these guys are more transparent. And I think that they are, you know, look, the Bears were very open about injuries in 2018. Like, there were really very few secrets, and they went 12-4, won the division. Then things got a little hairy in 2019, and suddenly by 2020, everything got clamped up again. Like, I go at 2013, like, they went 8-8, they're a play away, and I remember, like, getting such details from the coaches on things. And then the next year, things got a little ugly, and suddenly, because these guys overthink it, so they think, well, maybe I've been telling them too much about injury, that's why we're losing. I don't know why it correlates that way for me in my time covering a team. Some of the most open, transparent teams have sometimes been the best teams on the field. No, I should say, like, Matt Eberflus, to his credit, was generally he got better. I know last year with all the crazy stuff going on, there were some moments, but I think it to Russ, to your point, like, Ben Johnson's been great. And when you, I am going to go ahead and sit here and say, Ryan Poles said this is a soft tissue thing with Jalen Johnson. And, you know, I'm just going to go with that. And look, I'll say this to you guys. If Jalen's not out there in week one, right, like, you can certainly go with some further questions, because talk about not having that guy out there against that receiver on that stage. Like, you want him to be out there. Certainly looks good when he's out there training, but man, you would love to for them to, like, handle it in a way that we don't have to have this conversation, obviously.
And now Adam Thielen's back. He is now back. They made the trade with the Carolina Panthers for some late round picks, so Adam Thielen is now back to being a Viking again.
Kevin, we're 12 days away from their matchup against the Vikings on Monday Night Football. We've made it through training camp. For these 12 days, if I'm a Bears fan, what should I be watching for before week one? Like, is there a storyline that I should watch? Is there a player that I should watch who could make a big impact in that game?
Well, I think what you should watch for us is, I would say, maybe 3 o'clock next Thursday, because that's going to be the first injury report. And we saw a couple of guys left the field today. Saw TJ Edwards left the field yesterday. You got guys like Roshan Johnson and Kyle Manongai who are dealing with things. Like, from a housekeeping, and I'm saying that, like, somewhat flippantly, because way more important than that, like, 3 o'clock next Thursday, like, you want to be able to get to that first injury report and be as healthy as you possibly can be. So that's kind of top of mind. It's an interesting week because, like, I've never covered a Monday Night opener. The Bears haven't had one in a long time. So how Ben Johnson structures the week, and now they kind of have this entire Labor Day weekend off, is interesting. But it's just, I think the Caleb Williams against Brian Flores, the Ben Johnson against Brian Flores, like, that is such an incredible challenge and a great barometer to start this whole thing off, to see what that looks like. And look, it's easy to forget, Caleb Williams had a pretty good game against that Vikings defense at home last year, and he had that miraculous situation set up to get them to overtime. He had some success. So I think that is kind of storyline number one. You'll be watching the Ben and Caleb tandem for as long as the two of them are together. That's always going to be storyline number one. But for this week specifically, as we get closer to the game, you start thinking about that chess game and how it's going to work with a new scheme and these new players against a veteran coordinator and a bunch of veterans on that defense, and what it looks like. Because, you know, you'd like to think the Bears defense might have an edge against the quarterback making his first NFL start, but it's going to be tough go for the Bears offense too, because you know that defense is going to bring it.
Fish, we appreciate you so much. You did a great job, by the way, on the Athletic Football Show. You and Robert talking about the Bears was strangely calming. I enjoyed you guys talking about it quite a bit. Thanks for being available and jumping on the show.
Thank you, guys.
That is Kevin Fishbane from The Athletic. And his Occam's razor approach to covering the team overall is the way that it should be. But I do agree with the idea of, like, you could make things easier for everyone, and you're choosing not to. And it's weird. And you're right, Russ. Yesterday was weird. And we're going to talk about that later on in the show of like how strange it was. And I feel like Ben Johnson has been 99.9% on it.
They felt uneasy.
It felt a little uneasy. When we come back, Russ has got something that he wants to talk about as far as the sports media landscape. You want to share?
Yeah.
Like what? What are we doing here? Because I don't even know exactly what we're doing.
You're trusting me that I got this. No, I just want to talk about where the business is heading. Because I think for people out there that are listening, they're getting to see a lot of different things out there. And I think for you and I, there are some things that we've seen over the years and how it should be that are no more.
Okay, let's get into that next here on the screen.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments, Maurice's.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sure.
Spiegel and Holmes.
You guys are great.
You're right. Thanks, Chris.
We'll send him the book. That is Chris Ronji.
Afternoons on the Score.
Everybody's got an opinion. We live in a world of opinionaires. You know, that's what I call them, opinionaires. They're all the shows, a bunch of guys, a couple of them that are played, but most of them who have an opinion about what something should be when they haven't done it. Those who can't talk about those who can't. Those who have know what they're talking about. Those who haven't don't. Period.
That was Denzel on First Take, right? When he was on with Stephen A.
No, he did this. Yeah, this thing with SI.
I was the SI.
The day it came out, the day after he was on First Take, and people were like, "Wait a minute,
you talking about your man?
You were just on First Take where they let it fly." So interesting there from Denzel, but there was some truth in what he said.
Russ Dorsey, by the way, is sitting in for Matt Spiegel.
Hi. So we teased before the break, Lawrence, that I had some things on sports media that I've been thinking about. And some of this you had heard in our text exchanges in our group chat the last couple of weeks or so. But
Jedi Council, because we can't say where you have renamed that.
No. We can't call that. We can't call it that. But shout out to Shake and Clinton Yates. I've been in this business now since I was, I'll call it, 20 years old. Mm-hmm. Writing about baseball, then getting an opportunity to write about it, kind of on the beat when I was at MLB.com, on the beat, then on the national level, on TV, and then I just like talking with my friends on radio sometimes. And I've seen in that 10-year window how the business has changed significantly, even for me, where when I got into it, it's like, okay, if I get on the beat, learn how to write on a beat, and then you get an opportunity to go national, you do that, and then everything falls into place. And what I've learned is it doesn't actually go like that. And I think for kids who are in J school right now, or for fans who are listening to me, listening to you every day, you and Speaks, watching TV, watching these hot takes, opinionaires, if you will, that's now become the norm where, let's call it 10 to 15 years ago, you still had the sports media ecosystem of, I know the beat people are there every day. They're the ones talking to the coaches and the managers and the players. They're going to have a lot of the information that I need as a fan. Then you have the national people that do a lot of the stuff that the beat people do in being able to talk to players and executives and agents, etc. And then that's a small portion of the sports media ecosystem. And then you would have your TV personalities that may or may not be part of the first two that we talked about and would give some opinions. I think of The Fan in New York, where Mike Francesa, Mad Dog for years, did their thing. But that felt like a niche. And now it's come to the point where that's the largest portion of the pie, and the actual storytelling, reporting, finding out the people like Kevin Fishbane that give us everything we need to know about what I need to know week one if I'm a Bears fan. Why is this thing important? What did I miss when I listened to Ben Johnson on The Score this week that I should pick up on? That's getting pushed away. And now for people that want to be in this business to do what we do, or for even fans that are watching who are trying to trim the fat of social and the day and age of engagement, when those things get pushed forward, it's just been interesting to try to navigate that as both media member and as somebody who's just a fan of sports.
There's a lot there. The fragmentation of media overall and the democratization of sports media in particular is fascinating to me. It's one of the things that we go over in the class that I teach, is how all of this works and trying to get a hold of all of those things that you're talking about. We try, since I would say in over the last 15 years, and I think Bors and Bernstein did a great job of this, Dan in particular, talking about the media literacy part of it, and having in Terry a guy who kind of did what you said. He was working the high school desk and then worked as a beat reporter and then got promoted to a columnist because he was excellent as a reporter, and then has a platform as a talk show host. We're in a very strange space now. And when people ask me about like where things are going to be from, you know, 2 years from now, I can't tell them.
Yeah.
It used to be if I had a mentee or if I had a student that was like, what's the road that I should get on to try to get my career to where I want to go? I have some general thoughts on, salute that man, general thoughts, on what
good man
I think makes a really good broadcaster or makes a really good reporter. But it's hard to then sell that concept when you see that a lot of people get juice by just kind of saying the craziest stuff or making their brand bigger than what we ordinarily see individuals do and making it more about them. And I'm not sure what to tell students in that regard. Like, there's a part of me that's like, do you? Like, whatever feels comfortable to you, if there's an audience, go out there and find it. My style, speaking on my career, my style is I try to be authentic. Like, when I'm mad about something. But I've been in rooms. You might have been too, because some of those same people were there when you were at stadium, when I was at stadium. Yeah. I had a national show for a while with Michael Kim and Tyler Foljam and a whole bunch of really smart people that somehow ended up, never mind. I got beef with all of that too. But I had a producer once say, like in the room, in a production meeting, like, okay, Lawrence, you take this side of the argument. And Michael, and I'm like, I'm from the score. We don't do that. I'm fine with exploring the topic from a couple of different angles, but my feelings on it are my feelings on it. I think in an era where people really despise media, capital M,
yep,
it's difficult to then offer them media literacy because they feel like they don't need it. And quite honestly, they might be right because consumption has changed to the point where I'm talking about big box media. I'm talking about ESPN or Fox or us. And the score is now a heritage brand in Chicago in sports radio. I'm not sure what to tell people anymore about this other than I know that when I'm on the air, you are getting my actual thoughts on things. And that does mean like when I worked with Michael, like Michael Kim. Kimmer and I are very similar, not the same, but similar. So there wasn't going to be some crazy argument between us. We weren't going to take opposite sides. Same thing with Dan. Dan and I, and we would argue about things. Usually it was about tone, but we would argue about things that we disagreed on. But for the most part, we kind of felt similarly about a lot of stuff. And that's not necessarily what programmers want. People think that I think that when it comes to sports talk in particular, and then that kind of mushroomed out into what we see on television now, and now what we're seeing on social, I think most people think that it's not good unless there's conflict. And it has to be conflict between the two hosts. That's not how I feel. And I don't like to play that game. And for a while, I think that it didn't make it easy for me to move forward.
Yeah.
Because it's like, oh, well, what's Lawrence's bit? Well, that he likes to listen for context and likes to try and give people a better understanding of everything that's going on instead of every day opening up the microphone and being angry about something. Now, I joke about this all the time. 27-year-old Lawrence hates 50-year-old Lawrence. Hates him. Because when I was 27 years old, I was angry as hell about a lot of stuff that was going on in sports and why teams weren't winning. When you're around it, you get a better chance to understand why things are the way that they are. But you're right, Russ. Like, getting back to like the education of it, the idea of understanding that the roles are different. But now, because everyone is everything, everything is blurred. So you might have someone like Kevin Fishbane, who is an old school beat reporter, but he is asked to put out content where he does give his opinion a little bit. We brought him on here. So for the listener, does that get blurred? That job, the job that he has, the job that you had when you were working at the Sun-Times or at MLB is very different than someone like me who is taking in all of this stuff, but then also giving an opinion or trying to be entertaining while talking to the audience about it.
Correct. And for everybody out there, having an opinion isn't a bad thing. It makes what we do matter. It drives people to what we do. And so when I was on the beat, I'd write a column where I would say something where it was well reported, but my opinion was also in there. And I think
And that used to be siloed.
Right.
It used to be if you were a beat reporter,
there was not any of that. You say that for the columnist to do.
That's right. Like that's what you would have a columnist do. But beat reporters have grown in importance. Like, they're the people getting the information to the people. So why not say, hey, the person who's closest to this, they probably have the more educated opinion on what's going on.
And the shrinking of the business we've seen, especially in this city, columnists are no more, right? We don't have as many columnists as we used to have, where columnists would travel and be on the beat. And I think of the 90s Bulls run, where there were tons of columnists along with beat reporters. But I think, to your point you made, when people ask you about where this business goes, I've gotten to the point where people ask me, and I get DMs and emails from college kids, even high school kids sometimes, asking about my advice. And like you, I want to have something to give them. Because I think of me in 2016, when I was an intern at the Daily Herald, and every day for a summer, when I would drive from Arlington Heights to my folks' house in Park Forest, where during, you know, get through that O'Hare traffic, it's a long drive, I would call Barry Rosner every day, and Barry would break down how to be a really good baseball reporter. And I think of those times, and that helped me a ton in getting where I am right now. And I still think some of those things are important. But I also think when I see the emphasis that networks and publications have now put on engagement and engagement wins. And it almost feels like we let the algorithm decide what we talk about. It feels like we're just trying stuff when we're in this business at this point, because we don't necessarily know all the turns like we used to.
I think that's an excellent point, and I want to continue this conversation. I want to talk about that part of it too, because there is a business component that is important to understand, and it's a matter of, is that being manipulated? So why don't we discuss that after a quick timeout? Russ bringing great ideas to the show today. Back after this on The Score.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Barry Rosner.
But seriously, why are you guys bothering me? What do you want from me? I think I've made it clear that I don't really want to participate anymore. And yet you call and you call. I'll say it again. I love Tanny, but I don't understand why he just won't leave me alone. Seriously.
Afternoons on the Score.
We would consider ourselves, Russ for sure, a couple of Barry Rosner disciples.
I talked to him this weekend, by the way.
What golf course was he at?
Actually, I talked to him the day of the celebration of life for Ryan Sandberg. And, you know, he was obviously really broken up about that. But he was talking about all the people that he had gotten to see, which in light of the grief you feel, that helped him a lot. Being able to have a lot of laughs with people that he, you know, worked side by side with, covered for all those years. And normal Rosner foolishness.
Which is great, which is what we sign up for. Yes. Whenever we call Barry and be like, hey, what's going on? Yes. And then he kind of tells you what's
going
on. And
he'd say, what do you want?
Yes. Why are you bothering
me?
Because he's jumped out the window on this business and I can't blame him for it. And that's kind of what we're talking about. Russ Dorsey is in for Spiegs. We're talking about the changing landscape of sports and what do you tell young people who want to kind of go into this business? And there's so much here. Like when you look at this merger, and merger might not even be the right word, the acquisition of NFL media by ESPN. And then you wonder, fairly, like it's fair for a fan or a skeptic to go, well, wait, are we going to be able to trust the reporting that they do on the NFL?
Yeah.
Is there a space for Don Van Atta? You know, because if, or Kalen Kaler, people who work really hard to try and bring the truth to light whenever it is that they're doing stuff. And as we continue to do this, I think that it's okay. My big thing is there's enough bandwidth for everybody that however you want it, you can get it. But I also think that it's important that when we're trying to figure out how the customer is getting what they need, are they getting it from a reliable source? And so some of that falls to the consumer that you have to then figure out. Like you kind of have to be like, hey, you know, this person does this all the time and they're wrong about this all the time. Yeah. Should I trust their opinion on any of these things? That's hard for the consumer. And usually what happens is a person's opinion then gets pinned to their outlet. So it's the Score is saying blah, 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 blah. That's not accurate. Like, because there are at least six of us or seven of us here that are here every day. And all of those, like, we don't get a note from Mitch that's going, all right, this is what our opinions are going to be today. Yeah. Like, that's not a thing.
Yeah, that's something I've had to deal with since I started doing TV more, where it's like, I just saw you on MLB Network, but you were also just writing a column about, you know, that baseball is wrong for making, you know, relocation and expansion a priority when the CBA is up. It's like, both things can be true. I think it's one of those lines you have to walk because yes. I still give my honest opinion for an independent media outlet that is Yahoo. And I am also giving my honest opinion, you know, on MLB Network. And so I can understand a fan saying, wait, how can both of these things happen? But it's to your point of like, hey, okay, I know Russ has written for independent publications his entire career and then also happens to be on different shows, whether it's MLB Tonight, MLB Now, etc., or on a trade deadline show. But in this media landscape where every network is a partner with a league,
mm-hmm.
this is something that you have to, as a consumer, and I think that's important to talk about because people don't talk about it.
I struggle with it every day. I go back and forth, and I know I bring up Dan again, but my philosophy on this and Dan's philosophy on this was a little different. And I'm starting to now lean more towards his, but I'm still being tugged at from my own experience. Dan kind of always felt that being away from things was the best way to be objective and honest about your opinion. And because of my background as a reporter, I'm like, yeah, there's so much you miss when you're not there. And that context and that nuance is important. Being in front of people is important. Allowing people to be mad at you for stuff that you say and being in front of them is important. But when you have team outlets, league outlets that are doing a great job, like if you look at what the Bears do as far as their video output, their social media footprint, it's great. But is it actual information? Or is it propaganda? And I'm not using the pejorative there. I'm trying to use that word properly. Yeah. Is it they want you to be excited and happy? Or, like, for example, with the White Sox, if you look at the White Sox, like, social media and how over the last 3 years, where you're talking about 100 lost teams, to talk about what happened in the game, the people who are running the social media accounts are trying desperately to get engagement.
Yeah.
And they're not, they're also trying to not put a dagger in the guys that are playing on that team. So it might be rough one in Kansas City.
Right.
Dot dot dot.
No score.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. You know, and you have to kind of filter that. And that level of trust. I believe in it. Like I believe in the skepticism of it. I will say that for the most part in my journey here, and we're going to talk with Craig Counsell in a few minutes, we've been partners with the Cubs for a long time. I've never felt put upon by the Cubs. I've never felt like you have to stay away. Now, I also believe in decorum. I don't believe in just yelling at people.
Yeah.
Like, that's not really my thing. I'm okay, like, when challenged to challenge back, but I feel like, and this is my own personal philosophy, this is not a monolith, I feel like there should be space for there to be disagreement without it turning into a thing. I'm not opposed to occasionally stuff turning into a thing.
Yeah.
Like, I've had those moments, literally getting ready to fight people. But that's dumb. You know, like, that I've gotten to this point in my career, you go, yeah, was that really the way that you should have gone about doing things? It's a lot, man, and where you're at right now, it's the way this industry has changed. Even in the little time that I've known you, like in the decade that I've known you, Russ, like how it's changed, it's going to be fascinating to see what happens next.
And to put a bow on this, I think one of the things for me, as especially when you are forward facing and people see you on TV, something that's always been really important to me is I need to your point, show up. Like, the reason I'm in clubhouses and I'm talking to managers or pitching coaches or hitting coaches because I don't want people to see me and say, Russ used to talk to people and used to, you know, be objective. It's like, no.
That's how I
still
feel.
Still does it.
I feel.
And you have to balance those things.
I feel very strongly about that. Even if it's a couple times a year that I can get out to a place, I like to do it. But I get the idea of the space allows for there to be less bias. Like there's the opportunity for you to really come at it as objectively as possible. But then you have to, I mean, we could talk about this for like 5 hours. Because then you have to try and make it so that you don't have your own personal biases that are going into the or confirmation bias. There's a lot.
Yeah.
This was awesome. Thank you for bringing this type of heady conversation to the show. I like this type of stuff. Craig Counsell is going to join us. We will talk to him about his baseball team, where things stand. We'll ask him about the resurgence of Kyle Tucker and what went into getting him back right. That's next here on The Score.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.